Joining me now in studio is Chris Zeke Hand.
Howdy.
Howdy, Chris. Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We have a lot of stuff to get to today.
How about we make it simple?
You got it.
We were going to do Dominic Gagnon and Catherine Lapierre, who are exhibiting until tomorrow at, Skull.
Skull.
Don't go.
Chris Hand joins us every Friday morning with a museum, an art exhibition, and sort of a roundup of cultural activities that
fun stuff for your eyes
and your mind and your mind.
It's actually the one thing that I will talk about that I will want to discuss with you is the Kelly Marks show at Vox.
Okay,
it is the sort of thing where Kelly Marks is this artist who was originally from Nova Scotia.
Stupid Heaven,
yes, and it is the sort of thing where it is a retrospective of her career, and she has stuff that I'm certain would be up your alley as well, because one of the first pieces that you see upon coming in is this thing called Minimum Wage. And it's two letters, where normally for an exhibition at some place like Vox, which is at 1211 Saint-Laurent, it's an artist-run center, and in order to be an artist-run center and get grants from the government, you have to give what are called CARFAC fees to artists. You have to pay them for exhibiting. And it's roughly, for a solo show like this one that Kelly Marks is having, about $1,500, which is not great, but not bad money, and definitely getting that amount of money and getting your name in the press, and getting reviews and stuff makes up for the lack of money. However, what Kelly has decided to do, as opposed to getting CARFAC fees, is she's asked them to pay her the minimum wage for the time, for the duration that the exhibit is up. In that the show is open, I think, on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from about noon to 6, and minimum wage here in Quebec is something like about $8 or something an hour. And so at which point they do the calculation, and the actual dollar value is pretty much the same as the CARFAC fees, but it sort of is using art to make people aware of what minimum wage is, and the idea that for a month that somebody only makes $1,500, that makes you realize, oh, that's not an awful lot of money, and so on. And then the other stuff that is there as well is along a sort of conceptual bent, although she also uses video very effectively. It's some of the other pieces that I quite liked of hers were also called In and Out, using again along the lines of working for a living, even though she is an artist.
Is there a good social consciousness aspect to her her work?
Yeah, very good. You would be quite pleased. It is the sort of thing where, In and Out, she has installed a punch clock in her studio. And every morning when she shows up to work, she punches in. And every day when she leaves, she punches out. And then she just has this collection of punch cards that shows that she has been working as an artist.
Excellent.
There's also, she has this, she's appropriated stuff where she has normally I can't stand video art. It's the sort of thing where it's tedious, it's boring. However, every now and again, something pops out that is very, very nice. She's got one of them, which is something along the lines of lack of REM sleep. And I'm not quite certain what the title is because it's long and it's involved, but it's basically she has recorded videos or taped films that show on late night TV in Toronto. She has then taken them, cut them, spliced them, edited them, and so on, so that she's making her own movie.
That's brilliant.
That, just basically takes scenes and sort of doesn't seamlessly, but sort of does make a little bit of sense. And so if you have 2.5 hours to kill, she's also done commercial breaks, and she has the opening credits, she has the closing credits, and so on. But no, it's quite spectacular. It's tons of fun to get lost into. She has other stuff like a chess set, which is made out of salt and pepper shakers, which is very nice. The salt is obviously the white pieces, and the pepper is the black pieces, and then all the various sizes and shapes of salt and pepper shakers that make the kings and the queens and so on. And it's, oh, that's cool. I can do that. And I actually might do that because it's been a while since I played a game of chess. And I can keep going. She has this full body fun fur suit, which is fake fur that she has then made for her cat. And so, you know how you see people walking their dogs and they have the little booties or they have the sweaters? She's made a fake fur suit for her cat.
Is it a tribute to the cat, or is it a mockery of those people who do put booties on their dog?
your choice. It's just there. And at which point you say, oh, I never thought of that. I wish I could use a needle and thread the way that she does.
Interesting.
She also has this piece of aluminum, the square aluminum sort of thing, which she then engraved saying object carried in pocket for a year. And she carried it around for a year in her back pocket.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. So that's Kelly Mark's exhibition entitled Stupid Heaven.
Yes.
It's showing at Vox until October 18th.
Yeah, you got a whole week to go see it.
Okay, Vox is at 1211 Saint Laurent. Do you have any other exhibitions you want to briefly tell us about?
There, as I said, it's Dominique Gagnon and Catherine Lapierre who are showing at Scala until tomorrow. Not worth it. There's also 1200 degrees Celsius, which is at Circa, which Circa is another artist-run center. And there it's at 372 St. Catherine Street, the Belgo Building, room 444. It's not bad. There are, of the five artists who are exhibiting, there are two that I quite liked, which is Monique Giard and Linda Kovit. However, the rest of it is sketchy.
Sketchy.
Yes.
It's 1200 degrees Celsius. It's a group show.
Yes, it's a group show. They're basically a bunch of ceramic stuff, and 1200 degrees is the temperature which you need to make the kiln so as to bake the ceramics.
Is there a connection between the exhibits, or is it basically
they're all ceramic stuff?
Is it six separate
six separate artists, no connection between them other than the media.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's showing at Circa, which is 372 St. Catherine Street West, number 444. That show, you got to get out quick because it's ending
tomorrow. No, you don't. It's not that good.
It doesn't say, okay.
You can sit back and relax. Go back to sleep.
So it sounds like the big show that Chris has got for us is the Kelly Marks show, which is showing at
Vox
until October 18th.
Yes, that's the one you don't want to miss.
Okay, what do you have to look forward to next week, Chris?
There's Shari Boyle, who's launching her book at Drawn and Quarterly. I think that's this Wednesday. There's also Sympathy for the Devil at the Museum of Contemporary Art, and tons upon tons of other stuff. Just keep your eyes open and you can see art all around.
Excellent. Chris, thank you very much. And thank all of our listeners for joining us this Friday morning.